Hey guys, it's your boy, Mr. Luke Evan Brooks here. I just wanted to talk to you for a second. I hope everyone's doing well. Just seeing how everyone's doing out there. If you don't know who I am, again, my name is Mr. Luke Evan Brooks. I am the host of Passive Income Central. You can check me out on YouTube. On YouTube, I talk about ways to generate money using semi-passive or fully passive methods to get the money that you need. We're right now in inflation, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, but throughout the world. And we have to be right on this. And what I mean right, I'm talking about you actually hedging your funds. I was telling someone today about that. Hedging is very important. So before we start, if you're looking to start your business online using Facebook and solely on Facebook itself, as far as a lead magnet, as far as doing your sales on it, I have a course. The course is A to Z. It's a mini course, A to Z. It walks you through all the steps that you need to do in order for you to get your business off the ground on Facebook. Doesn't cost you anything. You just need to go ahead and sign up. What do you got to lose? All right. So with that all out of the way, I'm about to get to it. All right. I want to talk about why you're still broke. That's right. A lot of us out here, well, not us, a lot of you out there are having issues with getting your money together. And the reason why I bring this up is that I was with some of my folks that I work with here, right? Yes, I work. I'm in the Navy, whatever. Me and my coworkers were just talking about some of the philosophies from some of these folks that are talking to us on podcasts, radio shows, things like that. And Dave Ramsey was brought up along with Robert Kiyosaki. But let me just talk about it. My boy framed it pretty well. Shout out to my boy, Old Spice. The whole thing was this. Okay. Dave Ramsey, right? If you don't know who Dave Ramsey is, he has a show on YouTube and he has a radio show on XM, right? And he talks about how you have to get your money right. You got to stop being stupid, in his words, not me, his words, stop being stupid when it comes to your money. People want to live like the Joneses, but they end up being broke. And I read his book, The Money Makeover, perfect book to read. Now, one thing that points out is that this book doesn't teach you how to be rich. It teaches you how to get rid of credit cards. And then you can create your money like you want to. You got to pay everything with cash. And like my boy says, like, you know, you can read a book. He followed the whole thing. He got additional products, but he realized something. At the end of the day, this book was designed for people who basically have issues. It's a system here. People who have issues in regards to discipline with their money. Remember that I talked about this a long time ago, about having discipline. Having discipline in regards to your money, your mind, your body, your soul. Some of us can't stop putting down alcohol. Like we can't handle just having one drink or two drinks. We got to have 5-6 drinks a night. Some of us have issues with weight loss. We just don't know how to balance it out. We don't want to do daily healthy habits. The same can be said when it comes to you with your money. Some of us got to see something that we see on display, hanging up, or something that we see on a commercial, and we got to have it now. We don't want to sit there and wait for and put our money away like we used to when we were little kids. Some of us want to get it, and we have no game plan of getting ourselves out of debt. A lot of Americans are in debt right now, and with inflation coming in there, guess what? You're going to be in further more debt. Now, I can tell you right now, some of you ain't like what I'm going to say. Some of you are going to just sit there and say, you're full of it, Luke. But I'm telling you, I'm your friend here. I'm telling you right now why you need to get smart and get hip when it comes to your money. A lot of us don't even have $1,000, right? Now, why you broke is this. It's because you have been told throughout your life, right? You've been told what you need to do, what you need to spend, how you need to spend it. Don't worry about anything. How many of you remember being taught in school? And to see, showing hands if you're in there. How many of you have been taught to be basically able to balance a checkbook? That's right, checkbook. Some of you don't even know how to do that. Some of you may be in a situation where you're just like, well, I don't know what I'm doing with a checkbook. Some of you have been taught not to even worry about the checkbook, just use your debit card. Now, my boy pointed out correctly. He said, it's one thing to have plastic in your hand, but it's another thing to have cash in your hand. If you were to just give yourself an allowance, right? Give yourself allowance and pull it out of the ATM, for example, or just go to the bank and have them withdraw it physically in your hand, and you don't touch the credit card for the next 2 weeks, you wouldn't make it for a day. You have all these other things flying in the air. A lot of you are going through mental issues right now because your money's not the way it needs to be. And I know it sounds rude, it sounds pretty mean, but I'm just going to be honest. I really don't care what you think. If at the end of the day that you don't know where your money goes, you just know your money's gone, you have a problem. If you have no game plan on how you're supposed to exit out of debt or try to get the debt reduced to a certain extent year by year, you have a problem. If your assumption is this, let me just do this pure debt consolidation, debt management, debt relief, or even bankrupt and everything be okay, you have a problem. And I'm here to tell you that you got to get yourself out of it, right? Some of the things that I see with people who are broke, they have the broke mentality. They mean that outside, right? They see people with the cars. I mean, see that neighbors with a nice car. Oh, man, they must be falling out of control, this and that. But they don't understand what's going on inside that household. They're just looking on the outside. All we know that the next door neighbors across the street may be broke as hell. They're leasing their cars, which to me, leasing is the worst thing that you can ever do if you're not trying to make money off those cars. Again, I look at cars as a way of making money. I have a fleet. I use the fleet. I use the ATMs. I use the Airbnb. And I use digital marketing to get money going, right? Make the money work for you instead of you working for your money. I see too many times that people who suffer from mental depression, you can look it up. Stats are out there. What is the main reason why they are suffering through mental issues? It's because of financial turmoil, financial hardship. Now, a lot of folks don't think it's a big deal because they think COVID's the issue. But right now, they're making these medicines now. If you catch COVID, they can give you a pill and you could be cleared up in about 3 days. It's not like that last year. You have to sit out. You have to do some of quarantine, wherever countries that you're going to, and some of these countries will not let you in. Now, with that situation being put out now, where pills are being available, not cure, but something to help you if you get sick, it's going to get those remedies away. No issue with COVID, right? But now these companies, banks, they're not going to do these forgivenesses. They're not going to do these extensions. They're going to look at you and say, well, why don't you go take the pill? We're not giving you an extension and putting you in a broke house. Now, I don't want you to be in a broke house, guys. I've seen where people who got laid off, and that's right, got laid off because at the end of the day, their job would not allow them to do overtime. Instead of them doing overtime, they cut back on hours and therefore got laid off. I've seen it where I have family members whose jobs got taken away and got shipped down to Mexico. Yes, that's NAFTA, you could think. You could thank the folks in 92 for that mess. I won't call it no names here. But instead of just saying, well, damn, I'm just a victim of the situation of my environment, you got to be like, you know, how can I do this the right way? Now, I've always been taught how to make money. When I was a little kid, collecting a bunch of cans, collecting newspapers, I was that one where I make a mixtape. I was one of those kids to make mixtapes and selling them, raising money, getting things going, being that financial hustler, as people would say. But if you don't have it in your bones, it's not the end of the world. I don't want you to sit there and say, well, I'm not used to it. I'm 30-some years old. I'm 40-some years old. There's still a chance for you to do what you got to do. I'll tell you straight up, I don't plan on working the rest of my life. I'm going to finish up my obligation for the Navy 8 years or so, right? Do my time, probably move to the Philippines, chill, have my money, go. Alexa don't understand what I'm saying, but she's feeling what I'm saying. Okay, but it is what it is, guys. So this is what I want you to do. If you're watching this for the first time, I need you to go down in the description below. Description is already laid out where you can get the free courses. I have not just one, but two courses for you to check out. This is going to help you generate a passive income. It's going to help you put money in your pocket. You need to follow this step by step. You got to cut the mess out. You need to be in an area where it's going to be very quiet, and you're going to be able to do the things that you need to do as far as just focus on the task at hand. The second thing I need you to do, you got to go ahead and start getting some books. I will tell you the books that you need to have. You need to look at The Secret. You need to look at The Millionaire Mindset. I want to start you off with those two books right there as well, too. Look at those books. Study them. Study as if you're going to college. Digest them. Don't sit there and read them real fast and go, okay, I didn't get it. You got to take that in pieces, okay? After that, you need to really understand who are your true friends, because when you take this path, people are not going to be messing with you. A lot of your family members are going to say that you're doing something illegal. It's not going to work. Why are you trying to be different? Because misery loves company, and family will try to protect you also too from the truth. But the thing is, they're afraid because they never venture out. They think it's very dangerous, but anything in life is going to be a risk. You working one job and you getting one check is a heavy risk versus you getting three or four things going on for you, as far as three to four business models for you, or if whatever you want to call passive streams of income or streams of income, period. Because if that means that you say, I don't want to do passive, so be it. You may have to do part-time job or whatnot. But the thing is, if you get a knock on your door, hey, Bob, I need you to come in. We got to talk to you. And this happened to my friend a few years ago. We're going to have to let you go. That was his only job. Okay, I'm going to get unemployment. Unemployment's not going to take care of all your other bills. So you see what I'm saying? When I say risk is everywhere, where if you start a business, right, it could take 5 years for it to pop off. You may fail, right? But the thing is, you're not just sitting on that one thing. You're doing multiple things in motion. You're juggling the place, right? I like the online business thing myself because I can work anywhere. Literally, I'm in Bahrain doing my show in a better scene than what I had when I was in California, okay? And we're going to keep pushing these videos out. So, guys, I hope that this reaches out to you. I'm going to check with my team here. I hope that you understand where I'm coming from. Don't forget to look us up. Again, if you are watching this on YouTube, if this does go on YouTube, I want you to be aware that we are actually here for you. If you have any questions or comments, please go ahead and drop them down below. If you feel like this has reached you, or you feel like this is going to reach a member or a member of your family or whatnot, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Like and comment. Again, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. Take care, guys. See you on the other side.